Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Enos Cabell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Concepcion reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Wei then and he is safe. Jones steals second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to get to third. Jones throws the ball into Castillo, who tags McRae for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrie fires to first and picks off Washington. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Akins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughesman fires over to first and Simpson drops the ball. That's an error on Simpson. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. It's Tigers, 4, Royals, 4. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Enos Cabell. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Otis. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Castillo moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell is walked intentionally. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 8-4, Tigers. Keith Creel now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 9-4, Tigers. Glenn Wilson pinch runs for Larry Herndon. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 10-4, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.